You're listening to a UC San Diego podcast.
Well, we're going to have a review session on Friday. So today is the last lecture, and then Friday is just a review for the final. Yeah. When is the final? So the information on the final is posted online. So the final exam is Wednesday. So it's going to be next Wednesday. So the final exam is going to be here, in this room. So you're going to have 3 hours, but you don't need 3 hours. It's just going to be 8 questions on the final. And everything is covered. So everything from the beginning of the class until now, everything is covered in the final. Any question? So I'm going to talk about the example. Let's do it here. Example for the last lecture. So we had a tank of water, right? And we had the water coming in. So it was 100 gallons of water. And it's leaving here. So it's leaving at a rate of, it was 10 gallons per minute. So each minute, 10 gallons of water is leaving. And then it's entering at the same rate. So it's entering again at this rate, 10 gallons per minute. So this implies that this volume does not change, right? If these two are the same, then this is not going to change. If they are different, then this is going to change. It's always 100 gallons inside the tank. And I assume that the salt concentration here, the salt concentration, I assume that it was 5 grams per gallon. So the entering water, each gallon has 5 grams of salt. So the leaving water, so I assume that the initial, so at time zero, I assume that inside here, the salt concentration is 20 grams per gallon, right? So in the beginning, that's the concentration. But that's going to change because of this entering water and because of that leaving water. So the salt concentration is different at any time. So then we wrote a differential equation, dS dt. S is the amount of salt. S is the amount of salt inside the tank at time t. So S is a function of t. It depends on t. So this is 10 times 5, 50, that's entering. So each minute, 10 gallons, and each gallon, 5 grams. So I have 10 gallons, and each gallon, 5 grams, so that would be 50 grams per minute. So per minute, 50 grams of salt is entering, minus how much salt is leaving. So each minute, 10 gallons of water is leaving, and each gallon has how much salt? So I have to know each gallon has how much salt in it. So what is this for the leaving water? So at time t, I want to know each gallon of this leaving water, how much there's how what's the amount of salt in it. So that water is coming from here, and 100 gallons contains S grams of salt, right? 100 gallons of water contains S grams of salt, so 1 gallon of water contains S over 100. Right? So 100 gallons of water contains S grams of salt. So 1 gallon of water contains S over 100. So that's the concentration. That depends on time. That's changing because S is changing. S depends on time. So the amount of salt is S here. Right? Does that make sense? No? So here you have 100 gallons of water, right? And the amount of salt is S. So you have 100 gallons of water contains S grams of salt. So this is water. 100 gallons of water contains S grams of salt inside here. So 1 gallon of water contains S over 100, right? Does that make sense? So that's going to be S over 100 grams per gallon. That's the salt concentration. And I have 10 gallons. So every minute, 10 gallons of water is leaving, and each gallon contains this much salt. So this many gallon, each gallon, this much salt, so 10 times this would be the amount of salt leaving, right? So 10 times S over 100 is the amount of salt that's leaving. Here it's 10 times 5, here is 10 times this. So here both are constants, but here they are not constants. This depends on S, and S depends on time. So it's different. So now you can solve this. This is separable. Right, so this implies, so this, you can write that as, so ds dt is 1 over, so this is, you can cancel that, this is s over 10. So that's 1 over 10, 500 minus s. And you can bring all s on, all s is on one side and all t is on one side. This is separable, so this is 500 minus S is equal to this. Okay. So I want to solve that differential equation. I realize it's separable, so I bring all S's on one side, all T's on one side, and then I take the integral. I take the integral of both sides. So integral of that is natural log is minus natural log of 500 minus S. There is a minus S here, so that's why you need a minus here. Right? Because now if I take the derivative of this, if I take the derivative of this, the derivative of, I have to get this, right? This is the antiderivative. The derivative of this is 1 over this times the derivative of inside. This is a chain rule. And derivative of inside is minus 1. So I have a minus 1 here. I need another minus 1 to cancel that. Another way to do this is by substitution. You can choose the denominator to be U and then do the substitution, and then you get this. 1 over 10 is a constant. The integral is 1 over 10 t plus c. So now you can solve that. So 500 minus s is minus t over 10 minus c, right? And, natural log of this. Natural log of this is minus t over 10 minus c. So this implies that 500 minus s is e to the negative t over 10 negative c, and this is the same as e to the negative t over 10 times e to the negative c. So 500 minus s is equal to plus or minus the right-hand side. So e to the negative c, e to the minus t over 10. Right. This is a constant, plus or minus e to the negative c is a constant. You can call that something else. You can call that a or c or whatever. So this is, you can call that a, e to the negative t over 10. I'm calling this whole thing a. So this implies that s is 500 minus a e to the negative t over 10. Right. So this is a solution to that differential equation. So always when you find the general solution, you always end up with some constant, right? There is a constant here, a. If you want to find that a, you must use some initial condition. So what is the initial condition here? The initial condition s at time 0. What is s at time 0? What's the amount of salt in the beginning? In the beginning, it's given that this is the salt concentration. So s of 0. So the amount of salt inside the tank in the beginning is, the salt concentration is 20, is given, so it's 20 grams per gallon, and I have 100 gallons. So each gallon contains 20 grams, and I have 100 gallons. So I'm going to have 2,000, 20 times 100. So that's 2,000 grams. So that must be satisfied here, right? So now I know that when t is 0, s must be 2,000. So this formula for s must be satisfied when t is 0 and s is 2,000. So 2,000 is equal to 500 minus a e to the 0. E to the 0 is 1, right? When t is 0, you have e to the 0, and e to the 0 is 1. So this implies that a is 1,500. A is minus 1,500. Right. So you can substitute it here, and you get the, you get s in terms of t. So now I know a is this, so s is 500 minus a, and a is this, so that's plus 1,500 e to the negative t over 10. So this is the amount of salt at time t. So this is s, the amount of salt at time t in terms of t. Any question? after a very long time, what happens? So eventually means after a very long time, and that means when t goes to infinity, right? So when t is big, then what is s? Yeah. Sorry? Exactly. That's a good intuition, right? So he said that the salt concentration in the end must be 5. And that's correct. You don't need to solve it. You don't need to do anything. Just from looking at the question, you can say that. In the end, you expect that most of this original water has left. And all you have is the entering water. After a very long time, all you have is the entering water. And the entering water, the salt concentration is 5. So you expect that after a very long time, the salt concentration must be 5. And if the salt concentration is 5, so each gallon, you have 5 grams of salt. So if you have 100 gallons, you have 500. So the answer is 500. And you don't need to solve the differential. You don't need to do anything. Just from the question, you can say that. So this is 5 times 100. This is 500. So you can... But also you can say that from the answer, right? You can also, after you solve it, you can check that this is what you get. So after a very long time means when t goes to infinity. When t goes to infinity, e to the negative t, this goes to 0. E to a negative big number is 0, goes to 0. Because, so e to the negative t over 10, it just means 1 over a to the c over 10, right? So when t goes to infinity, this is e to the infinity, this is infinity, 1 over infinity, this is 0. So this goes to 0, so all you have is 500. So that's just, you can also say that from this formula. So when t goes to infinity, s is 500. So you can either argue from the, after you solve it, or you can just say it from the beginning that this must be 500. So when t goes to infinity, 500 plus 1500 e to the negative t over 10 goes to 500. So eventually it will be 500 grams of salt in the tank. Any question? So I'm going to talk about 11.7. So we have a lot of quantities that we get from experiment, and then we want to find the mathematical model for it, right? So we want to find a model that's as accurate as possible. It's never exact, but we want to have a model that doesn't have too much error in it. So this is called the logistic model that we can assume that a lot of quantities satisfy this. So here P is a function of T, and K and L are constants. So for example, you have dP dT, let's say, is equal to P 1 minus P over 2,000. So something like this, this is a differential equation. A differential equation like this is called the logistic model. So for L is constants. L and K are both constants. P is a function of T. So first, I'm going to solve this differential equation, and then I'm going to tell you why this is a good model for some quantities. I'll give you some examples. So first, let's let's see how P, how the solutions to the logistic model behave without solving the differential equation. So just by looking at a differential equation, you can get a lot of information. So let's graph dP dT in terms of P. So dP dT is a function of P, right? There is no T here. In general, if you have a differential equation, you can have T here as well. But in a logistic model, it's just in terms of P. So this is a quadratic equation in terms of P, right? This is this times P minus this times P squared. So this is just in terms of P and P squared. So what you have here is a parabola, right? It is a parabola because it's degree 2. It's a degree 2 polynomial, and that's a parabola. So you're going to have something like this. So you can check that. So when P is 0, right? When P is 0, this whole thing is 0. If P is 0, this is 0 times this, and that's 0. So when P is 0, you must have dP dT is 0. And what is the second point? What is this? When P is what? dP dT is 0. For what value of P, this right-hand side is 0? 2,000, yeah. Here is 2,000, here is L, right? In this example, it's 2,000. 2,000 over 2,000, 1 minus that is 0. In this example, it's L. So in general, it's L. In that example, it's 2,000. And those are the only two points, right? This right-hand side is 0 only if either this is 0 or this is 0. And those are the only points that makes dP dT 0. And so when you have a parabola, this is always in the middle. So the maximum occurs in the middle, and the middle means L over 2, right? And after L, this is negative. If P is larger than L, if P is larger than 2,000, if P is larger than 2,000, this is larger than 1. 1 minus something larger than 1. This is negative. So this is negative. This is positive. So positive times negative, this is negative. So after L, this is negative. Before L, before, when P is less than 2,000, this is less than 1, this is positive, so the whole thing is positive. So here is positive, after L is negative. But this is, I want to find the solutions with this information. So I want to find the solutions now. P in terms of T, right? So this is a differential equation for P in terms of T. So the solution is P. The solution is P in terms of T. And I want to see how the solution behaves. So you're going to have lots of solutions, right? If you don't have an initial condition, you have many solutions. You must have some initial condition if you just want one solution. So I want to find all solutions. So first of all, what's the equilibrium solution? Equilibrium solution means the constant solution. So if P is some constant, then I want that to be a solution. For what constant this is a solution? So a solution like this. Right, this is an equilibrium solution. So what is this point? What is this? So equilibrium solution, so what is this? So if you have a constant solution, the derivative is zero, right? dP dt, equilibrium solution dP dt is zero because it's constant. So dP dt is zero. So if dP dt is zero, then what is P? P is 2,000, right? So if P is 2,000, so those are the same points as these points. The x-intercepts of this graph are the equilibrium solutions of this differential equation, right? Because those are the points such that dP dt is zero. And dP dt being zero is the same as being an equilibrium solution. So zero and L, both of them, zero and L are equilibrium. So this is L, and this is zero. So I have two. So the other one is just the t-axis, right? So these are two equilibrium solutions. So this means that if, in the beginning, if P of 0 is L, if the initial condition is P of 0 is L, then it's going to remain L at any time. So if the initial condition is L, you're going to get that. If the initial condition is this, for example, what happens? I want to see different. If the initial condition is this, what happens? If the initial condition is this, then what happens? I want to consider all those cases. If the initial condition is here, what happens? So these are the initial conditions, right? These are P at time 0. This is T. So at time 0, you have here at time 0, you have L, but you can have different numbers. So, so let's assume, yeah. There are two equilibrium solutions, yeah. One is y equals L, the other one is 0. So these two are equilibrium solutions. And this corresponds to the initial condition P of 0 is 0, and this corresponds to the initial condition P of 0 is L. So so let's assume that the initial condition is P of 0 is something like this. It's larger than 0 but close to 0. I want to see what happens in that case. Let's assume that this is P of 0. This is P at time 0. Let's assume that I'm starting from here, and I want to see what's the solution. So if I'm starting from here, it means that P, this is P, right? This is P, this is T. So P in the beginning is positive. It's a small number, but it's positive. Let's assume that this is L over 2. Right? This is in the middle. So this is 0, this is L. So in the middle, this is going to be L over 2, right? So I'm assuming that this is the initial condition. So at time 0, P is positive, but it's small. So when P is small, so this is P. I want to get my information from here. So P is small. So P is something like, so this is P from this graph, right? This is a small amount. So this is P, and so this is P. This is a P-axis. So if this is P, then dP dt is this. This is the graph of dP dt in terms of P. So this is dP dt. So dP dt, the derivative of P with respect to t, is positive, right? This is above the p-axis, so this is positive. So it means that it's increasing. So if I start from here, the solution is increasing because dP dt is positive. But it's positive, but it's small, right? It's not big. It's just this much. The dP dt is small. Here, dP dt is big. dP dt is the largest here. But here, it's not too big. So it's increasing, but not too fast. So it's increasing. Increasing too fast means this, right? Increasing not too fast, slowly. Increasing slowly means something like this, right? So the tangent line is more horizontal. So it's going to increase, but not too fast. But so after some time, this is going to be bigger, right? P is going to be bigger after some time. So when... I'll talk about that, concave up or concave down. Yeah. I'll talk about that, how you can say it's concave up or concave. So far, I just know that it's increasing, but not too fast. But after some time, P is bigger. So when P becomes bigger, right, this is P. So when P becomes bigger, dP dt also becomes bigger. So the derivative is also bigger. So it's increasing faster. So when you go up, it's increasing faster and faster. So the tangent line is in the beginning is horizontal, but after some time, it's beginning more and more vertical. So that means increasing faster, right? So it's going to slowly, and then when you go up, it's going to be more and more this way. So this implies it's concave up, because it's increasing more and more, so it's concave up. Until t over 2. When it reaches t over 2, it's increasing very fast, right? So that's the maximum of dP dt. So until here, it's going to increase faster and faster. But after L over 2, after this time, it's again increasing, right? It's again positive. dP dt is still positive. So dP dt being positive means that it's still increasing, but increasing slower. So it's going to increase slower after that time. So it's going to go back to horizontal. So it's going more and more vertical. After that, it's going more and more horizontal. So it's going to be the most vertical point is this point, L over 2. After that, it's increasing, but increasing slower. So these are dP dt is positive, so it means that it's increasing, but slower. Until, so this implies after this, it's concave down. After L over 2, it's concave down. Until L. So when it reaches L, after L, it's decreasing. It is negative. So dP dt is negative, so it means that this graph is decreasing. So it's going to be increasing until L, and it's going to be less and less increasing. So it's going to be more and more horizontal when it approaches L. When it approaches L, it's going to be more and more horizontal. So L is an asymptote here. It's going to be more and more horizontal, and it just approaches L. So this is a solution. This is the behavior of the solution without solving it, right? So if you want to find the solution exactly, you have to solve this differential equation. So you can, if you start from here, you can argue the same way. It's going to increase more and more until L over 2. After L over 2, it's going to again, increase, but slower. So this is another solution. If you start from here, this is another solution. So based on your initial value, you have different solutions. But all of them approach this line. What if I start from above L? I start here.
So if I start from here, then P is larger than L, right? If P is larger than L, so this is L. If P is larger than L, if P is here, then this is negative. dP dt is negative. It means that it's decreasing. So it's going to be decreasing, right? It's going to be decreasing. But when it decreases, so P becomes smaller, right? When P decreases, P becomes smaller. So P, this is P. So it's, instead of being here, it's going to go that way. It's going to go to the left. So P is decreasing. So it's still negative, so it's still, but less negative, right? This is a smaller. So it's still negative, but less negative. So it's decreasing, but decreasing slower and slower. It's going to be decreasing. It approaches this, but it's decreasing slower and slower. So it's going to be vertical and more horizontal. So it's going to again approach L. When it gets close to L, dP dt gets close to zero. So you get solutions like this. So these are all solutions to that differential equation. So you can solve this differential equation to check that those are correct, actually. So so this differential equation is separable, right? This is separable. This is just in terms of P, and this is just in terms of T. So you can bring everything to the left-hand side, and this is just in terms of P and dt here. So this is separable. So you can solve it. So if you solve it, you're going to get P is L over 1 plus A e to the minus kt. Right. So this is, the solution is in, you can look at the solution how to, so if you just put here this and put that over there and then take the integral of both sides, you get that. And the details are in the book. So, and if you use the initial condition that, so this is a general solution for any A. So for any A, this is a solution. So if your initial condition is P of 0, so with initial condition P of 0 is P 0, so let's say this is your initial condition, then you can find A. Find A. So A is L minus P0 divided by P0. So this is the solution if you have an initial condition. So I want to see for what values of, for what, at what time dP dt is maximized. Right? You know that for this P, when P is L over 2, dP dt is maximized. But I want to know at what time this happens. So I want to know for what value. So, for example, for this solution, the time is this. The time that you have the time that P is L over 2. The time that you have the maximum increase. For this solution is this. For this solution is this. Right? So it depends on your solution. For this solution is this. So let's see what is it in general. It's this. So So the peak value of dpdt is when p is L over 2, right? This is L over 2, and that's the... So the answer is, this happens when... So you have the peak value when p is L over 2. When p is L over 2, this is maximized. And so when p is L over 2, what is the time? So here, so this is the solution, right? This is the solution. When p is L over 2, I can find t. P is L over 2, I can substitute p by L over 2 and then find t. So L over 2 is equal to, so p is L over 2. This is L over 1 plus a, e to the minus kt, right? So this is the solution, and p equals L over 2 happens when, so this must be satisfied, so I can find t here. So from here, 2 must be equal to 1 plus a e to the minus kt, right? So the numerators are equal, so the denominators must be equal, and this implies that a e to the minus kt must be equal to 1. And this implies that a over e to the kt is 1. So a is equal to a e to the kt. Right? So kt is natural log of a. And so t is 1 over k natural log of a. So at this time, so when t is that, dp dt is maximum. Okay, let's write it here. Just do an example here. So for the logistic model, so for this logistic model with this initial condition, give K L A formula for P as a function of t, and then find time to the peak value of dp dt. This. So this is the logistic model. I want to make it look like this, right? I want to make it look like this. Then I can use the formulas that I found. So I want to make it look like that. So I can write it as dp dt. I can factor. I want a k here, so I can factor 2%. So that's going to be 2% times, I want to factor 2% times p, so that this looks like this. So then this is going to be 1 minus, so then what is this?
this is going to be 0 over 0025 P squared divided by, right? So over here, if I factor the first term, I'm going to get 1 minus this divided by that. So dp dt is 0.02 times p times 1 minus, so p squared divided by p is just p, and this divided by that, so this is p divided by, so this divided by that is 1 over 8. You can just divide that, so you can multiply both sides by 100, and then divide by 2, you get 8. So now, this looks like this, right? So this is K, and 8 is L. So L is 8, and K is that. K is 0.02. So find K, L, and A. So what is A? You can find A from here, right? This is A. Let's erase here. So A is L minus P0 divided by P0, and that's 8 minus 1 divided by 1, that's 8. That's 7. So this is A, and then find the formula for P, and you have the formula here, right? This is L. L is 8 divided by 1 plus 7 e to the minus 2% times t. So this is the formula for P in terms of t from this. And find the time to the peak value of dp dt, and this is the answer, right? So the time to the peak value is 1 over k, k is 0.02, times natural log of 7. So this is 50 times natural log of 7, right? So that's the time to the peak value of dp dt, the peak value of dp dt. Any question? So you already have the solutions, right? You just need to use the solutions that you have.
This has been a UC San Diego podcast. For more, visit podcast.ucsd.edu.